Well, good evening and welcome to Marathon Park. And the first game of our doubleheader here tonight is hockey as the Wausau East Lumberjacks take on the Stevens Point Panthers in the Valley Conference opener for both of these teams. And these teams come in a bit skewed as the Lumberjacks come in with a record of 2-0 to start the season. They have victories over Toma, 4-3 in overtime, and a 3-0 whitewash of Altoona last week. Stevens Point coming in with a record of 1-3, pretty uncharacteristic for the Spash Panthers. They have beaten Baraboo 9-3, but their losses are to Verona 5-0. No surprise there. Verona's a good team. Antigo, though, beat Spash 6-3, and Fox City's got past the Panthers just the other night by a score of 4-2. So Spash will be looking to right the ship here tonight in this Valley Conference opener. And let's face it, as good as Wausau West is expected to be this year, you can't lose too many games in the Valley and hope to contend with the Warriors for a title if you're hoping to be up there at the upper levels of the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Wausau West, on paper anyway, is a very good team, and they've played some very good teams here in the early going to prepare themselves for the season, which will really get going later this week. It's a busy week for the Lumberjacks, a three-game week as they take on Spash here tonight. They've got the Marathon Cup opener with Wausau West on Thursday, and then the second game of the Cup will be Saturday, both of those games at Greenheck. They will play West on Thursday, and then either Everest or Mosinee in the game on Saturday. And that East-West game on Thursday night in the Marathon Cup does count in the Wisconsin Valley Conference standings. So West getting to sit for 3 days this week after a busy week for them last week. They will be able to practice and rest up and get ready for the Marathon Cup. Of course, they've had a lot of success in the Cup. The Lumberjacks really have not. So they'll be hoping to get one here tonight and maybe go into the Cup with a lot of confidence and a 3-0 record. But Spash, very tough, as they usually are, and we'll find out more about who will be on the ice to start tonight for both teams when we come back. This is high school hockey. It's the Lumberjacks and Stevens Point on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Marathon Park as we get set for tonight's opener of our doubleheader. It's hockey as East takes on Stevens Point. Coming up as the second half of our doubleheader, it's high school boys basketball. D.C. Everest taking on Tomahawk in a non-conference game. And there is a lot on the schedule tonight around the area. Boys basketball, along with the Evergreens, it's Northland Lutheran at home against Stratford. Also, Prentice is at Athens, Stevens Point Pacelli at Wittenberg-Vernonwood, Merrill's at Mosinee, Marshfield playing at La Crosse Central tonight. The Wausau East Lumberjack boys basketball team is in action. Non-conference game with Eau Claire Memorial over at the East Gym. No radio for that tonight, but we'll rejoin the Lumberjack boys basketball team on Friday night when they take on D.C. Everest in a girls and boys doubleheader from the East Gym. Other boys hoops tonight includes Wisconsin Rapids Assumption at Auburndale, Amherst is at Manawa, and Almond Bancroft playing at Port Edwards. Girls hoops tonight includes the Wausau East Lumberjacks. They're playing at Newman. Matchup for Andy Meyer's squad tonight over at the Newman Gym. Mosinee's at Shawano, Northland Lutheran at Pacelli, Phillips is at Edgar, Lakeland girls playing at D.C. Everest tonight, Colby at Medford, La Crosse Central at Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids Assumption is at Merrill, Port Edwards playing at Wisconsin Valley Lutheran. And the other hockey games on the schedule tonight include D.C. Everest playing at Marshfield, also Wisconsin Rapids at home against Sauk Prairie in a non-conference game, Merrill playing at Baldwin-Woodville. That's a haul for them tonight on a Tuesday night. Medford's at Antigo, Tomahawk at Northland Pines, and Mosinee is playing up at Lakeland. Of course, we will see Mosinee, D.C. Everest, and Wausau West later this week in the Marathon Cup hockey tournament, the annual event being held at the Greenheck Fieldhouse. The first two games on Thursday. First game is East-West. That's a 5:30 start, and D.C. Everest and Mosinee will play the nightcap on Thursday. The two losers square off in the early game on Saturday at 5:30, followed by the two winners playing for the Cup Championship. And then the following Tuesday, the teams that didn't play in the tournament on Friday, on Thursday and Saturday will face off the following. Lumberjack Hockey is brought to you in part tonight by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Also by DeVorney Orthodontics. You can see more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics. Call them at 715-842-5688. or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for Stevens Point, in goal will be junior Nathan Siklevan. He's a very tough goaltender and will give East problems tonight to see if they can solve him early and get an early lead and get Point thinking about it here. Defenseman to start, Dylan Minch, a freshman, and Mason Zakowski, a senior. And the starting line tonight for Stevens Point, Nick Larson is at one forward. Nick Page is at another forward. He's a senior. And then Grant Zakowski, a sophomore, will be at the other forward spot for the Spash Panthers. And Stevens Point, as we mentioned, coming in with a record of 1-3 on the season so far this year. For the Lumberjacks, their starting lineup looks like this. In goal, we Ian Corbett, 5'9", 195-pound senior. The defenseman to start, Trevor Holcomb, a 5'10", 160-pound junior, and Sam Romanski, a 6'3", 200-pound junior. And starting up front will be Nick DeVorney, 6', 170-pound junior, Andrew Danel, a 6'1", 160-pound senior, and Landon Danel, a 5'7", 140-pound sophomore. We look back at what has transpired for the Lumberjacks so far this season. As we mentioned, they beat Toma in their first game this year on the road, 4-3 in overtime. It was a thriller. Lumberjacks were down 3-1, but scored two goals with less than a minute to play, including the equalizer with 10 seconds on the clock to send it to overtime. And then it was Andrew Danel getting the game winner in the OT to win it 4-3. Last week they beat Altoona 3-0, a shorthanded Altoona squad, 3-0 the final in that one. Ben Feck with a couple of goals for East in that one, and Jack Knuckles with a couple of assists in the game as well. We'll take a timeout and come back and get set to drop the puck shortly. It's Lumberjack Hockey coming up here against Stevens Point. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Marathon Park as the Zamboni finishes up its work. The teams will be returning to the ice shortly, and we'll get started with the first game of our doubleheader here tonight. I want to remind you, if you're a former Wausau East hockey player, they do have an alumni game scheduled. It's coming up on Saturday, December 28th at 7 o'clock here at Marathon Park. If you want more information on that, you can drop me a line, tom.king@mwcradio.com, and I can forward you the information on how you can get involved and get back out on the ice and play a little hockey here at Marathon Park. Relive your glory days, as it were. Lumberjacks, as we mentioned, coming in with a record of 2-0. And facing tough games later this week, especially Thursday night when they will take on the Wausau West Warriors in the opening game of the Cup. We look at the rest of the schedule on Fox Sports Radio this week. After our doubleheader here tonight, tomorrow night the Bucks will take on the New York Knicks. We'll have that game for you tomorrow night. The Bucks are playing tonight in Chicago against the Bulls, and they will get the Knicks tomorrow night. Battle of two of the really struggling teams in the Eastern Conference tomorrow night right here, pregame show at 6:40. Then Thursday, and I take that back. I'm a week ahead of myself. The Bucks are playing San Antonio tomorrow night and the Knicks next Wednesday. So they will play the Spurs tomorrow night. Then it's Marathon Cup hockey, doubleheader action on Thursday beginning at 5:15, and the first game begins at 5:30. Friday night, it's girls and boys basketball doubleheader. The Lumberjacks taking on D.C. Everest in girls and boys basketball on Friday night, and we'll have both of those games from the East Gym, 5:30 pregame show for that. And then the Marathon Cup hockey, another doubleheader on Saturday, 5:30 and 8 o'clock for those games on Saturday night, all right here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. East Hockey is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack Sports. Also by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all of the area athletes a successful season. We didn't mention the coaches earlier when I gave the starting lineups. Stevens Point is coached by Dan Francis, and the Lumberjacks co-coaches this year, replacing Dan Bauer, who moved over to help coach the Central Wisconsin Storm of which his daughters are members. Co-head coaches here for the Lumberjacks, Dina Rasmussen and Mike Polkinen, longtime assistants under Coach Bauer. So not a whole lot has changed as the torch was passed, as it were, to Dina and Mike, who took over the program on short notice after the selection of a coach fell through. They had a coach selected from the Twin Cities area, and that fell through at the last minute. So Coach Rasmussen, Coach Polkin had agreed to take over the program for 2 years, and they have started off the season in fine style with a 2-0 record. All right, we'll take one more timeout, come back after the national anthem, and get set for high school hockey here. It's the Lumberjacks and Spash coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, we are back here at Marathon Park, and we are set for high school hockey as the Lumberjacks get set to take on the Spash Panthers here. 1-3 Stevens Point, and 2-0 Wausau East. East is in white with red and black trim, and Spash is in black with the red and white trim. Once again, the starters, Nathan Siklovan in goal for Spash, the defenseman Dylan Minch and Mason Zakowski, the forwards Nick Larson, Nick Page, and Grant Zakowski. For the Lumberjacks, Ian Corbett in goal, the defenseman Sam Romanski and Trevor Holcomb, Nick Devorney, Andrew Danel, and Landon Danel will be the starting line here for the Lumberjacks. East has been running two lines regular, and then the third line they mix and match and get them in there when they can to give the other two lines a breather. Lumberjacks short numbers again this year. No JV team, not enough players to field a JV team. And they do have five seniors on the roster. And from what I understand, the numbers are going to continue to be down here at least a little while on the east side in hockey. Only a couple of Bantams coming in next year. We're underway. They drop the puck. It slides to the near boards. Battle for it at center ice. Still loose there. Now the Lumberjacks will try to flick it ahead. It's grabbed by Spash. They try to get it in deep. A big check. Couldn't get rid of it at center ice. Now Spash will grab it and throw it in deep. That's off the stick of Nick Larson, and they'll give chase behind the east net. Romanski battling for it. Spash controls it. Centering pass. It's in front. Lumberjacks trying to clear it. Comes right out to the point. It's shot thrown in. That deflects wide. Lumberjacks able to clear it out to center ice. They had a man streaking ahead, but the Spash defenseman sends it back the other way. Grab by Holcomb, sends it cross ice to Romanski. He circles. Lumberjacks getting a partial change to Stevens Point as well. Spash goes D to D with it. They send the pass ahead. It's too far. Romanski able to tie it up at center ice. Now flicks it in deep. Panthers retreat, cycle it behind their own net. Dylan Minch will try to send it out. Now he sends it to his defensive partner. Mason Zakowski, dangerous pass, turnover in the zone, shot, and a save made by Siklovan. Turnover in the zone right in front on a centering pass that went right in front of the net. Ben Feck grabbed it, got a shot away for the Lumberjacks, but Siklovan made the save, and we get a whistle. That was just an ill-advised pass right there by the Stevens Point defenseman right in front of his own net. Faceoff goes down in the corner. Battle for it there. Now Spash grabs it, tries to carry it out of the zone, and they're able to clear it. Ben Feck's line is out there now with Gabe McGinnity and Jack Knuckles. Lumberjacks send it in deep. Smash sends it in deep, excuse me. Lumberjacks look to break it out. Comes out to the point. Hard wrister sent in, but that deflects. He's trying to clear it. Can't get it out. Held in by the Panthers. Now East will go behind the net. Trying to get it out along the side boards. It comes out to the blue line. Held in. There's a high shot thrown in wide by Jacob Dufresne, and it deflects up and out of play, and we get a whistle. Lumberjack Hockey brought to you in part tonight by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau's northeast side. Faceoff will come to the right of East goaltender Ian Corbett. Actually, they're going to move it over to the left now. They originally had it set up on the right. Move it over to the left, faceoff dot. And the puck slides to the corner off the faceoff. Lumberjacks looking to get it out. Spash able to hold it in, but then it's cleared out. Point will send it back in, grabbed by the East defenseman. And here comes Romanski. He's going to cross the red line, dump it in deep behind the Spash net. Andrew Daniel gets in there, gives it to DeVorney. DeVorney skates it to the far boards, out to the point with it. Back out to the point, there's a pass down low. DeVorney couldn't get a stick on that. Spash looking to grab it. East trying to hold it in, and they do. Now a two-on-one. Here's DeVorney, centering pass. That deflects away. Nice defensive play by Noah Sikosh, or Sikosh, for Stevens Point. Battle in the corner for it. East doing a good job keeping pressure on. Puck slides in on net, side of the net. Siklavan deflects that to the near boards, and Spash able to clear it away. Comes out to center ice, and it's loose there. Stevens Point will try to dump it in. Big collision right by the East bench. Now it comes back to the Spash defense when they flick a pass ahead. And now they'll carry it into the zone. Backhanded in front by Mason Zukowski. And East will grab it and bring it back the other way. And we get a whistle. We're going to get our first penalty. It's going to be a roughing call against the East goaltender, I believe. Behind the play, something happened in front of the East net. It's going to be a roughing call against the East goaltender, so they're going to have somebody serve that penalty from the bench. Ian Corbett, I don't know if he nailed somebody with his stick as they went by. It's on the far end of the ice. Didn't see what happened there. And it is going to be Landon Daniel who will serve the penalty for the Lumberjacks, and so they have to go on the penalty kill here. Spash with the first power play of the night, and they control the faceoff out to the point. Spash behind the net with it, over to the far boards. Now out on top. There's a shot thrown in. That deflected, didn't get through, and East is able to clear the zone. The defenseman up on top took that shot from the point, Mason Zukowski, and that only got about halfway there before the Lumberjacks were able to clear it. Here comes Spash back the other way. Big check by the Lumberjacks right near the blue line, and they're able to grab control of the puck and send it all the way down to the other end again. Siklavan comes out of the net to play it. Ben Feck in on the forecheck, shorthanded. Now he retreats a bit. And here comes Stevens Point back the other way. Sikowski pump checked away nicely at center ice. And East can get a rush going if they can, but Stevens Point back check there. Lumberjacks dump it in, and we'll get a change. Nice poke check at center ice, stopping that Spash rush. We have not seen too many penalties in the first two games this year on either team. The penalties and power plays have been few and far between. Puck deflects up and out of play, and we get a whistle here. 57 seconds remaining in the man advantage for Stevens Point. Faceoff coming to the left of Ian Corbett. Nick DeVorney, I believe that is, taking the draw on the far end of the ice. Lumberjacks control it and send it out. Pops over the stick of the defenseman all the way to the other end. Penalty killers doing their job so far. Spash will grab it and carry it ahead. Here comes Jacob Dufresne. He sends the pass ahead, and they didn't handle it well. And they're still at center ice with it. Now it deflects off the skate of Andrew Daniel, but Spash picks it up, and they're quickly going to carry it in. Poke checked away at the corner, though, and Lumberjacks try to clear it. Can't do it. Spash controls it. Now they'll set it up. Get it out on top. There's a shot that's thrown in. That goes wide. And East able to clear it again. Just 20 seconds remaining on the man advantage for Stevens Point. They send the pass ahead. Austin Cummings on the ice now for East. Jacks will be getting their third line in here when the penalty is over. Get them a little ice and get the other players some rest. Here's a shot thrown in. That deflected. Another block shot. And East tries to clear it again. And they do. And the penalty is over. And we're going to get an offside call against Stevens Point. A good job by the East penalty killers here on the first one of the night. They kill it off. 12:03 to play here first period. Still no score from Marathon Park. Still to come tonight, DC Evers boys basketball as they take on Tomahawk in a non-conference game. Chris Conley will have the call when we are done here. Faceoff at center ice comes back to the East defenseman. That's Nick Pascula out there. Now we get a shot thrown in by Stevens Point. Corbett makes a save and gets a whistle. Pascula is out there on defense for the Lumberjacks. Ben Fex line out there with Gabe McGinnity and Jack Knuckles. And trying to see who the other defenseman is there. So that might be Andy Cravens. It is Andy Cravens, the other defenseman. Puck battle four in the corner. Slides behind the east net. Centering pass, but Spanish can't get a shot away. Lumberjacks try to clear it, and they can't get it out. Slides behind the net again. Panthers send it in front. Shot. Blocked. Didn't get through. Goes down into the corner, and Lumberjacks just want to get a change. They look to clear it, but it's held in at the point. Nicely, Spanish keeping the pressure on. Now it's grabbed by Cravens. He can't get the pass. It's in front again, and a goal! And Spanish kept the pressure on and finally got the puck past Ian Corbett. East could not clear it during that stretch of time. They had a couple of chances to get it out, couldn't do it. And Spanish made him pay. An even strength goal here with 11:18 to play in the first period. It's 1-0 Stevens Point. Faceoff will come at center ice. We'll get you the all of the stats and the goals scored at our first intermission. Lumberjacks win that faceoff and send it off the glass into the zone. They're going to wave off icing as Stevens Point will chase down the loose puck. Eric Schumacher out there along with Austin Cummings. And also Max Piscula, Volcom, and Sam Romanski on defense. Puck at center ice. Spash tries to carry it in, and they will. They'll flick it in deep to the corner. Grabbed though by Romanski. Knocked away from him. Behind the east net again. Spash playing with a lot of hop in their step here in the early going. Now the Lumberjacks will just send it back all the way to the other end. That'll be an icing call against East here with 10:37 to play in the period. Lumberjack hockey brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Faceoff comes all the way down in the East defensive zone. And slides to the corner. Piscula tries to clear it. Comes out to the blue line. East is able to get it out to center ice. Spanish will dump it back in. Cravens backhands it out of the zone. Now we get a whistle and it's going to be an offside call against Stevens Point. Faceoff will come to center ice. And it will be Landon Daynell taking the draw against Jared Huckey. For Spash. Spash wins this one. And they'll send it in deep behind the east net. Cravens will one time it over the far boards. Comes out to the point. Shot thrown in. Corbett knocked that one aside on a hard shot from the point by Jacob Dufresne. Spash still controls it. Comes out to the point again. Here's Dufresne with another shot. Corbett made a save on that, and we get a whistle. Well, pushing and shoving in front of the net, but no penalties. Stevens Point keeping the action in their offensive end here for much of the first period. Lumberjacks had a scoring opportunity on a turnover earlier, but couldn't take advantage of it. Now Spash wins the draw again, comes out on top. There's a shot flicked in. That deflects wide to the corner. Slides all the way out to the point again. Slapped into the opposite corner from the defenseman. That's Noah Seacosh out there playing defense for Spash. He sends it in again. That deflects, doesn't get through. Lumberjacks able to send it out of the zone. Here they come. They've got a man streaking ahead, flicking it, but the Spash defenseman is able to grab it. That's Dufresne. He's going to carry it ahead. Now he gets the pass ahead, and Spash has numbers into the zone. Here's a high shot. Corbett might have got a glove on that and deflects it wide. It comes out of the zone. Sent over to the far boards and then dumped back in the zone again. Holcomb wins the race to that one. Now they get it to Andrew Daynell, who looks to clear it and does to center ice. It's grabbed by Stevens Point. They're going to send it back in. Stevens Point getting a change, and East will try to take advantage of it. They send it ahead, but the Spanish defenseman grab it. Now a turnover in the zone. Can they get a shot away? Yes! Good opportunity. Rebound. And a goal! On the rebound! Nick DeBody is going to score. Landon Dino got the turnover, got the shot away. Cicloban made the initial save, and then DeBody was there to backhand in the rebound, and the Lumberjacks have tied it up here at the 8:53 mark of the first period. Another turnover in the zone for Stevens Point, and the Lumberjacks capitalized on it. That was just a hard-working goal right there by Landon Dino, and Nick DeBody following up and getting the rebound for the goal. 1-1. Face off at center ice. Grabbed by Spash and now almost knocked away again by the Lumberjacks. Now here come the Panthers into the zone. Puck slides behind the east net. Ben Feck sends it around to the near boards. Jack Knuckles tries to grab it there, and East able to clear it out. Here comes Feck in on the forecheck. It's one of the faster Lumberjacks out there. He scored two goals in the last game. Spash quickly sends it back the other way. It slides in on net. Corbett's got to cover that as one of the Panthers was slicing in. And we get a whistle. 8:26 to play here. First period, 1-1 the score. Lumberjack hockey brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Face off in the east defensive zone. Comes to the corner, grabbed by the Lumberjack defenseman. Long pass across. Now Andrew Dane will cross ice pass, and Devorney's going to dump it in deep. It's going to slide behind the Spash net all the way to the corner. Andrew Dane will overskates it. Spash looking to break it out, and now they will. Long pass ahead, carrying it in. There's a shot. Corbett, the save, the rebound is there. And a battle for the loose puck behind the east net, grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Craven cycles it behind his own net. Shot flicked ahead, and here comes East. Andrew Daniel into the zone, gets rubbed up against the boards. Puck slides to the corner. Spash goes D to D with it. Here they come out of the zone. Carrying it out, Brock Caulfield. He's going to take it all the way to the other end. Centering pass. That deflects. Smash centers it again. East looks to clear. Can't get it out. There's a shot that deflects up and out of play. Feck got a stick on that, and it deflects over the netting and out of play here with 7:29 to play, first period. 1-1 the score. Stevens Point coming in with a record of 1-3. East is 2-0 to start. There's a shot thrown in from the point by Spash. Corbett got a glove on that. It goes to the corner. Slides over to the far corner. Another shot thrown in. Corbett's got to make a save on that. There's a rebound. Battle for it there. East is able to clear it off the boards. And Siklavan's got to make a save on that and sends it to his defenseman. They'll look to break it out. Long pass ahead's too far, but it does come to center ice and right back on the stick of Nick Page. He takes it in, gets knocked down. Puck is loose. Centering pass, knocked out of there by Feck, and down into the corner. Knuckles is down there to try to dig it out. Puck comes out to the point, thrown in again. That deflects, didn't get through. Over to the far corner, Trevor Holcomb over there trying to dig it out along with Gabe McGinnity. Puck still down in the corner. Romanski, McGinnity, and Feck down there. Now East able to clear the zone. Spash needs to tag up. They go D to D with it and carry it in. Nicely done. Poke checked away. Spash is going to get a change, and East will try to attack during it. They get the pass ahead, but it goes off the stick of McGinnity. Spash will grab it, try to send it back the other way. They grab it at center ice. Poke checked away again, though. East doing a good job poke checking tonight. Not giving Spash a chance to get ahead of steam and bring the puck ahead. Now the Lumberjacks will send it back the other way. Spash retreats and will grab it. Long pass, nearly intercepted at center ice. East would have been offside anyway. They had to tag up. Sent back in the zone. Now Spash will send it along the near boards. Cross ice pass grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Austin Cummings tried to flick it in deep. Didn't get anything on it. Puck is loose at center ice. Grabbed by Cummings again. He throws it to the opposite corner deep into the offensive zone. Cody Krasowski in for a shift. Will try to get a stick on that. Puck comes out to center ice again. Popped straight up in the air off a couple of sticks. Near collision at center ice. And the Lumberjacks will send it back the other way. They're going to wave off icing as East gets a change here. 5:22 to play, first period. Coming up during our first intermission, we'll hear from East co-coach Dina Rasmussen. Here comes Spash back the other way. There's a shot. The save made by Corbett. The rebound's in front. Another shot goes wide off a deflection. Lumberjacks looking to clear. Andrew Daniel turns, carries it in front of his own net. Makes the pass ahead. Too far for Devorney. And Spash will send it back the other way. They're at center ice. They'll flick it in. A bouncing puck on Corbett. He's going to cover that and get a whistle. There wasn't any pressure there, but he covered it up anyway and got a whistle, and we'll get a faceoff here with 4:52 to play in the first. not a huge crowd tonight. This is one of those rare nights where all three East Winter sports teams are playing, well, three of them anyway. Girls basketball team is at Newman. The boys basketball team playing at home against Eau Claire Memorial, and the hockey team is here at Marathon Park. Face-off is grabbed by the Lumberjacks. Here they come. Gabe McGinnity takes it in, flicks it at the net. We're getting an offside call. Jack Knuckles got in early. It's Gabe McGinnity. Hesitated a bit to try to take a shot just as he crossed the blue line, and he hesitated a little too long, and that caught Knuckles in offside. Faceoff comes just outside the Spash blue line. Puck slowly slides into the point zone. And now a turnover. Lumberjacks try to hold it in, and it's grabbed. Sent to the near boards. Spash retreats, tries to clear it, and they do. Here they come. Sent back ahead by East at center ice. Feck gets knocked off the puck. It does get sent in, though, and the Lumberjacks will get a partial change or finish the change they were trying to make as Feck skates off. Puck sent ahead. And here comes Jack Knuckles. He's going to carry it in. Knuckles takes a shot. It's a high one, and Siklavan makes a glove save as Landon Daniel was streaking in on the forecheck for the Lumberjacks. 4:04 to play first period. 1-1 the score. And the faceoff will come to the left of the Spash goaltender. Eric Schumacher in to take the draw for East. Comes down into the corner. Spash defense grabs it, looks to clear it. Austin Cummings tries to hold it in. Centering pass, he's got a man in front, but couldn't get a stick on it. Now it's sent in from the blue line. Lumberjacks hold the zone behind the East net, or behind the Spash net. Now the Panther defense grabs it. We'll look to break it out. They flick it high off the glass. Pass from Romanski. He's going to have to hurry. He's got a Panther right on his tail. Couldn't get it out of the zone. There's a centering pass, and Stevens pointed at a man in front, but he couldn't get a stick on it. Now Cummings sends it ahead. And holds the zone. Austin Cummings centering pass, but nobody there for the Lumberjacks. They were trying to get a partial change. Nice job by Austin Cummings. Spash comes back the other way. Sends it in deep. Cravens is going to have to battle down there. Behind the net, East looks to break it out. DeVorney, cross-ice pass, hops over the stick of Andrew Daniel. And Stevens Point will send it back to their defenseman and look to set it up. Daniel sends it back the other way, though. Now Stevens Point will throw it in deep. Corbett directs that one to the corner. 2:57 to play here in the period. Battle down in the near corner. Centering pass, there's a shot! Corbett made a save on that. Nice hard wrister. From just right of the slot area, and Ian Corbett gobbled it up and got a whistle and a faceoff coming in the East defensive zone. Landon Daniel takes the faceoff for the Lumberjacks. And it goes down to the corner. DeVorney gets dumped and has to get back up and get back into play here. Pascula trying to dig it out back there. Stevens Point able to hold the zone. Slides down to the corner again. Now they send it all the way to the other side. It pops off a seam in the boards and comes out. Stevens Point controls it behind the net. Looking, turns, wraparound shot. Corbett made a save. Does he sit on it? Yes, he does. Tough little wraparound shot by Stevens Point right there. I think that was Jared Huckey on the shot attempt. And Ian Corbett makes another save with 2:23 to play here in the first period. Ben Feck takes the faceoff for the Lumberjacks. Spash controls it, backhands it, it's in front. And the Lumberjacks looking to clear it, can't get it out. Now they will. Sends all the way to the other end. That'll be an icing call against East, though. And another faceoff coming in the East defensive zone. Faceoff will come to the right of Ian Corbett. Ben Feck will take the faceoff. He's out there with McGinnity and Knuckles. Holcomb and Romanski on defense right now. Puck out near the blue line. Lumberjacks clear it to center ice. Grabbed there by Stevens Point's Noah Sikosh. He sends it in. Slides behind the net. Grabbed by Sam Romanski. He's under some pressure. Sends it to Holcomb. Holcomb pass ahead. Now East will flick it out of the zone. Feck will send it in deep before it gets level. And a penalty coming against Stevens Point. East will get a power play here. That's going to be a trip against Spash. Feck flicked the puck in and then got knocked down. The puck was already gone. So it will be a power play opportunity for the Lumberjacks with a minute 48 to play here in the first. So East will have the man advantage for the rest of the period if they don't score. And Landon Daynell will be out there to take the faceoff. He's out there. Battle for East will control it. Knuckles along the boards. Still has it. Looks. Takes a shot. That gets deflected up and over the glass. Feck will step in trying to hold it in. And Spash able to clear it. Now they've got to hustle back. Jack Knuckles trying to hurry and will win the race. He's being pressured shorthanded. Puck slides in the corner. Battle for it there. Lumberjacks need to take control of it. Spash has it. They have control of it shorthanded in the east zone. And they skate it around, kill some time, send it behind the net. Stevens Point still in control of it, centering pass. Now it's grabbed by the Lumberjacks, and they'll set up their power play attack. Here comes Landon Daynell skating it ahead. He'll send it in deep all the way around. Andrew Daynell will skate in. Try to get control of it, but once again, Spash is able to send it out. Mason Sikowski sends it all the way to the other end as we go down to 52 seconds play in the first period. Jack Knuckles will grab the loose puck. Knuckles sends the pass ahead. Ben Feck, cross-ice pass intercepted. Spash sends it back to their defenseman, and then they'll send it the length of the ice. Knuckles has got to hurry. He's got a man pressuring him. He didn't see him right away. He gets taken down, and another penalty coming. That's probably going to be a check from behind or maybe a boarding. It's going to be a checking from behind penalty as Knuckles got taken into the boards. It didn't look like he got hit that hard, but his number was visible, and the Spash player hit him from behind, so that's going to be a 2 and a 10. And the Lumberjacks will have a 5-on-3 here with 32 seconds to play in the period. And then they will start the second period with a power play as well. Officials explaining the call to Spash coach Dan Francis. He's probably saying, look, that wasn't much of a hit. And I don't think it was. It was the far end. But he did get hit in the back. And, of course, that's one of the points of contention that they've had the last few years to get away from checking from behind penalties. And that was called right there. So the Lumberjacks should have a 5-on-3 here. And let's see if they can cash in on this and take a lead into the locker room during our first intermission. Puck slides to the corner. Comes out to the point. Holcomb out on top to Romanski. Romanski teeing it up. Now passes to Holcomb. Down low to Cummings. Tries a wrap around. A shot. Save made by Sikovan. Still there. East controls it out on top. Romanski looks. One-timer by Cravens. That goes wide. It pops out in front. 12 seconds remaining in the period. Cummings over to Holcomb along the near boards. Over to Cravens, and that goes out of the zone. Bad pass right there, and the Lumberjacks are going to not be able to take advantage of the situation, but they'll have the intermission to talk about it. They'll have 13 seconds of a 5-on-3, and then they will have, well, they've got 4 minutes and 29 seconds up there for the second penalty. So they must have called that a 5-minute checking from behind penalty. I'll double-check that here when I go and get all of the stats for you here from the first period, but the Lumberjacks and Stevens Point have played even. But Stevens Point has taken a couple of late penalties here, and East will have a power play when we come back for the second period. We'll take a timeout, come back and hear from East co-coach Dina Rasmussen. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.